Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Doing the chapter explaining the various type of shuhada. Shuhada is the plural of shaheed. And also explaining that the hukam as far as this world is concerned will differ with regards to a shaheed-e kamil and a shaheed-e naqis, the person that is known as a ukhrawi shaheed. And we explain that those that fight and are killed in battle, are martyred, Allah Ta'ala will grant them that beautiful honor in this world and in the hereafter. So therefore, in honor of that honor that Allah Ta'ala has granted them, we also treat them differently in this world. We explain the different mazahib as far as giving ghusl and as far as janazah salat is concerned. But when it comes to janazah salat, we explain that it differs. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh and one narration of Imam Ahmad, that there will be janazah salat. And Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, and one narration of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, says that there will be no janazah salat for these shuhada who have fought in battle, who fought in combat, because Allah Ta'ala has already made the intercession. So there's no need to ask for them for further intercession by janazah salah. So this is their view. So we explain, when it comes to the other types of shuhada as we are doing, that they will be given a normal, although the hadith speaks about them as being shuhada, as falling in the category of shaheed, they will be given a normal ghusl, normal kafan, normal janazah salat. But in the akhirat, Allah Ta'ala will, or they will be regarded as shuhada as far as the akhirat hukam is concerned. As far as the akhirat is concerned, they will be regarded as shuhada. So in this world, we'll treat them normally, but they will be known as ukhrawi shaheed. Anyway, understanding that, we're continuing with the various ahadith, explaining the different types of shuhada. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ma ta'udduna ash-shuhada'a fikum? Qalu ya Rasulullah, man qutila fi sabilillah fa huwa shahidun. قال إن شهداء أمتي إذن لقليل قالوا فمن هم يا رسول الله قال من قتل في سبيل الله فهو شهيد ومن مات في سبيل الله فهو شهيد ومن مات في الطاعون فهو شهيد ومن مات في البطن فهو شهيد والغريق شهيد رواه مسلم. History, we explain that various ahadith explain various categories of shuhada. Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi mentioned that there are 38 categories of people who will be granted the status of martyrdom, the status of shuhada. So this hadith also is explaining a few. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, who do you consider to be a martyr amongst you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam posed a question. One way we explained of the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in the form of a Q&A, in the form of a question and answer. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sometimes pose questions to Sahaba to try and draw some answer from them. So in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking Sahaba that who do you consider to be a martyr amongst you? So the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, replied that, O Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one who is killed in the path of Allah ta'ala is a martyr. So this was their answer, that the person that is killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is a martyr. Look at what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied. Gives us so much of hope, so much of happiness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in that case, the martyrs in my ummah will be very few. There will be very few in relationship to the whole ummah. Those that are killed in the path of Allah ta'ala, very few. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is trying to tell them that if you are restricting it only to those that are killed in the path of Allah ta'ala, then the martyrs in my ummah will be very few. This is in comparison to the whole ummah. Anyway, Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alim ajma'in asked, then who are the martyrs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, one who is killed in the path of Allah ta'ala is a martyr. One who is killed in the path of Allah ta'ala is a martyr. Then he went on to say that one who dies in the path of Allah ta'ala is a martyr. In other words, he's out in the path of Allah ta'ala. Nobody killed him. He died of natural causes. Or some other cause he passed away of. Sometimes he fell off the horse. Or sometimes he got injured or something, but nobody had killed him out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He may have even felt sick, whatever it is, but he didn't die by somebody killing him. So this was the second category mentioned in this hadith. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who dies in a plague is a martyr. There's some plague that has broken out, person dies in a plague, he's a martyr. The next category, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, one who dies of a stomach ailment is a martyr. Some type of stomach ailment. See how broad it is. So beautiful. There's so many different types of causes that a person may have. Sometimes it may be a colon cancer, or sometimes it may be something else related to other parts that are generally spoken about as being as part of the stomach. So anything that got to do with the stomach, person has some ailment of the stomach, then he passes away, he's given glad tidings of a shahad, being a shaheed of the glad tidings of shahadat. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who drowns is a martyr. Person who drowns is also included amongst the martyrs. So this is the beauty of this deen of ours, is that Allah Ta'ala's grace, Allah Ta'ala's magnificence, Allah Ta'ala's kindness is so vast. It includes so many different categories. Allah Ta'ala hasn't just restricted it to the person that is killed in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Even a person passing away of natural causes, but some of these causes as we mentioned, Allah Ta'ala is also including them in His grace, in His kindness. Therefore we don't ever lose hope. A mu'min doesn't ever get depressed. He doesn't ever get sad. He understands that the grace and the kindness and the mercy, clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala far supersedes anything that meets our eye, to such an extent that Allah ta'ala himself wants to include so many people in the rank of shahadat. We should be happy that this is the kindness from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make dua to Allah ta'ala that He also grant us the rank of shahadat. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.